Jason, you were in a similar situation the Eagles are in last year as far as trying to decide whether to rest guys in a game that doesn't mean anything to you or not. You kind of basically, your key players you rested. Talk about the thought process for a coach in this situation as far as what to do.
Well, I can only share with you what our perspective was last year with our situation. You know, we had some guys who were banged up, who were starting players, who we just didn't think it was a good idea for them to play in the game. And, you know, so as a consequence to that, there were some guys who had gotten a lot of work leading into that game that we felt like, you know, wouldn't be a good idea for them to play. And the example is Tyron Smith wasn't physically able to play in the game. And I'm trying to think, we had one other guy, maybe Ron Leary wasn't able to play. So we kept those guys out, and then we subsequently kept Zeke Elliott out of the game, and then we only played Dak Prescott in the early part of the game. So that was kind of the thought process that we went through. Guys who were banged up at all, we kept them out, and then some of the other guys who had gotten a lot of work up to that point, we gave them limited work, and you know, that was just the approach that we thought worked best for us.
And what about, like, you know, obviously you guys had the bye the next week too, so for some of those guys it was like having 3 weeks off. I mean, is there something to be said with, like, you know, maybe some of those guys getting rusty or not? I mean, did you find that was the case at all?
Well, again, you'll have to go out and ask, you know, the different teams that have been in this situation, you know, through the years. We just felt like this was best. You know, for our team, we had to get some guys healthy. We had a number of guys who had been nicked up that weren't able to play. So for those guys, it didn't make any sense to play. And then for the other guys, you know, we just felt like for them, we felt like a good week of practice leading up to it, and then limited time in the game would be fine. You know, leading into the next couple of weeks, getting ready for the playoff game.
When you guys did get to that playoff game, I know you got behind in that game. Do you think there was any correlation to getting behind in that game after that long period of rest for a lot of the guys?
Well, you never really know the answer to that question. I do think we were fresh. I do think if you just look at the specifics of the things that caused us to get behind, I don't know that there was anything that was directly related to that. You know, eventually we started executing, doing the things necessary, and you know, we gave ourselves a great chance to win the ball game at the end. But, you know, those are some of the age-old questions that teams in these situations have been asking for a long time, and you never truly know what the answer is. You know, ultimately, I think you just do what you feel is right for your team, and you make that decision and go with it.
What will be your approach this week, Jason, is particularly with Dak? I mean, do you want to see Cooper rush at all? How are you approaching it?
Really, we anticipate anybody who's healthy and ready to play is going to play in the game. And anybody who is physically not able to play or, you know, is on that borderline, you know, we'll give someone else an opportunity. But, you know, we anticipate the healthy guys practicing and playing in this ball game.
Hey, Jason, you were obviously a backup quarterback for some time in the NFL. In Nick Foles' case now, can you relate to what he's going through, and what's the key to coming in and trying to win games as the number two guy?
Well, he's just done an outstanding job really throughout his career, taking advantage of the opportunities he's gotten. And, you know, he was a starter for a while and has started a lot of games, many more games than I started. So he's certainly an experienced guy. And to me, he's handling it really well. He just goes in there and executes and helps run that offense. And he's been playing at a very high level for them. So he seems to have a pretty good idea of what he needs to do, and done an excellent job.
Jason, Zeke's suspension this season took on a life of its own with not knowing when it was going to happen, the constant questions to your players about it and you. Was it a distraction? I mean, did it impact this team this season?
Well, you know, the biggest thing we try to emphasize to our players just is focus on us and what we need to do to play our best each week. As coaches, focus on what we need to do to coach our best and control the things we can control. So this is not a new message that we've tried to convey to our team. You know, we've tried to instill that in them for a long, long time. And really that whole situation with Zeke's suspension kind of falls into that category. And I think our team did a really good job handling it. You know, there were some situations where it was unclear as to whether or not he was going to play in a particular week. But, you know, our guys did a really good job just coming to work and focusing on what they needed to do to play their best. In a couple games, he was able to play and things seemed to work out fine. And, you know, in games where he wasn't able to, again, I think our guys just locked in on what they needed to do. So, you know, maybe from the outside it appeared like a distraction, but I think our guys handled it well.
Hey, Jason, the Eagles have the number one rush defense. What stands out to you about that group, having seen them live and obviously on tape as well?
I just think they're an outstanding defense. You know, rush defense, pass defense, pressure, takeaways, from top to bottom. They do everything really well, and they're obviously very well coached, but they have really good players. They have really good players on their defensive front. The front four is outstanding, and they can keep bringing these other guys in who just keep coming and seem to make play after play after play, you know, every week. And linebackers, very active, you know, make a lot of tackles. Secondary, you know, really good cover guys, very active tacklers around the ball a lot, make a lot of plays on the ball. So, you know, from top to bottom, I just think they're an outstanding defense. Starts with that front four, but they're really, really good at all three levels, and they play the game the right way.
As someone who spent a lot of time in the Northeast, obviously growing up and then in college and with the Giants, what's the key to playing quarterback during, you know, the wind and the cold and potentially the snow in December and January?
You know, there are probably some more expert people than me to answer that question, but, you know, the thing you try to do, you try to keep your hands warm, you try to throw a good spiral, and, you know, hopefully it cuts the wind and deals with the weather, and you can direct the ball the way you want to. Obviously, everyone places a huge premium on taking care of the football every week, but certainly when it gets to inclement weather, you got to make sure you give that a tremendous amount of attention, and certainly that's something that we'll try to do this week.